The renovation of Key Arena is expected to cost more than previously thought and take longer, too. Still, officials are optimistic about the project, which is well under construction in Seattle's Lower Queen Anne neighborhood. KNKX's Simone Alisea was behind the big fence around the arena. And Simone, what's going on in there?
Well, it is well under construction. They're starting to sort of clear out, or they have been clearing out the inside of the arena in preparation to lift the iconic parabolic roof and then start digging underneath. So basically all the seats are gone, all of the it's pretty much just a bunch of slabs of concrete on the inside there, and they're removing the window panes, which also have to be saved as part of the landmark agreement.
So preserving the windows, preserving the roof. When was the last time you were in there?
I think the last time I was there was in 2012, like Bumbershoot 2012. I saw a concert in there.
What was it like to see it all torn up today?
You know, I thought it would be bigger on the inside, like you would expect it being all empty, but actually without all of the people there, it's telling you just how many thousands of people there, it actually felt really small. And I was I'm curious to see kind of how it's going to look once they keep digging.
So besides the look around, the news today is about the money and the timeline. What did we learn about that?
Well, the Seattle Times initially reported before the media tour today that it's going to be costing a lot more, and the timeline is a little bit longer than it was initially pitched. So the current cost projection is going to be about $900 million. That's way up from the very initial $600 million that the developers, the Oakview Group, pitched when it made its deal with the city of Seattle. The other trick here is the timeline. Initially, that they were hoping to open the arena October 2020. That's now going to be summer 2021 at some point, which could run up against the storm, the WNBA schedule. But you know, the important thing to remember here, Ed, is that all of this is being privately financed. They're not going to come back to taxpayers. So you know, from a pocketbook standpoint, we're not really too worried.
This is the Oakview Group of the private investors,
yes,
who are behind this project. So what do you think the public will notice most when this is all done, based on what you saw today?
The developers really emphasize the depth, the steepness, right? So the thing that they're doing is they're expanding, but they're expanding downward.
So that bowl of the stadium is going to be deeper.
Yeah, and so they really emphasized that it was going to feel intimate. What they're not going to see, which is kind of interesting, is a huge capacity increase. You know, at its peak for a basketball game, Key Arena was at about 17,000. Mm-hmm. It'll be that for hockey games at this point now, which is just a little bit higher than previously.
Simone, thanks.
Thanks.